some youths that graduated in revered college and university fields such as engineering, medicine, and accounting have been literally reduced to street scavengers. Instead of working in their specific fields, they handle dirty dollar bills as combi touts, mostly in Zimbabwe's urban areas, where it is not even easy to land such an informal job. Some even pound the streets of Harare, Gweru, Kwekwe, Mutare, Bulawayo, and other cities, buying and selling various wares, which include mobile phone units and cabbages. Mekleo Mafumo, youth president of the Zimbabwe United Nations Association, an organization that seeks to further the objective of the United Nations working directly with grassroots and school children, says these young Zimbabweans are simply stuck.
There's nothing you can do. And for you to just sit at home, it becomes a serious issue. So you have to go there in town and find something to do. It's about finding something to do. It's no longer that we have to choose that to say, when I grow up, I want to be a journalist, then you actually walk into the field of being a journalist. But now you have to take whatever comes into option.
Fidelis Chima of the Wange Human Rights Youth Forum echoes these sentiments, saying 2014 was really bad for young people in his area and doesn't see an end to their suffering as 2015 starts rolling.
We saw a number of young people failing to get meaningful jobs. Young people did not participate in national processes. They did not participate in local governance. There's nothing promising, to be very honest.
Like other Zimbabweans, he says, unemployment is causing havoc among young people in the southern African nation.
The west part of it is that one gets rich with natural resources, but unfortunately young people have resorted to urban farming, which is very illegal. Some are now poaching, which is so unfortunate again. We are saying that is a symptom of a bad governance system.
The Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency, ZIMSTATS, says the country's unemployment rate stands at almost 11%, a figure that has been dismissed as baseless by independent economic commentators and groups. They believe that the unemployment rate in Zimbabwe is hovering at around 81%. Zimbabwe National Students Union spokesman Avoid Masirawa says the government is failing young people at all levels. Masirawa, whose organization lobbies for students' affairs in the country, says it's sad to see young people working hard to increase the human capital in Zimbabwe, and yet over 4 years of struggling to pay fees, find accommodation, and pass courses, they are left to sell airtime on the streets.
High schools, special institutions, they are breeders of human capital. And without human capital, there is no economic development. So in addressing the student plight, they are also addressing the issue of economic development. In addressing the student plight, they are also addressing the development of the nation itself.
Political infighting in ZANU-PF gripped the nation towards the end of 2014 as the party held a controversial Congress, which saw the ousting of then-Vice President Joyce Mujuru and her allies, including ministers and members of parliament, by a faction of a party said to be led by newly appointed Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. As this fighting caught the attention of the nation, Zimbabweans waited to see how the internal strife would revitalize the economy. Nothing has materialized so far, and youths are becoming too agitated, thinking that their future looks bleak. President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party promised before the 2013 general election to create millions of jobs under a $27 billion five-year economic blueprint, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Social and Economic Transformation, or ZIMASSET. Mafumo says the solution is almost as simple as government officials hold the key to revitalizing the economy, which will in turn ultimately open up various opportunities for the country's youths. He says ruling party officials to stop fighting and concentrate on bread and butter issues.
We're yet to see what 2015 has to provide with the new government, although it seems like there's a bit of pulling and shoving within the ruling party, which is there. but no one is looking at the serious issues that are facing the people right now.
ZANU-PF leaning political analyst Maurice Ngwenya agrees that ZANU-PF spent the end of 2014 trying to put its house in order, but believes that Zim Asset will turn around the economy.
One of the biggest reasons was the problem that was solved at the Congress, the problem of some within ZANU-PF who had a regime change agenda. They were stalling each and every effort made by President Mugabe for the programs and all the processes that he designed.
For some Zimbabweans, Zim Asset, which became part of a satirical joke last year, signals another failed attempt by the ruling party at reviving the economy. But Ngwenya, like other proponents of the plan, says the economic blueprint is much more than the 2 million job tagline.
I must say to the young people, they should be realistic and they should not look forward to that bumper employment year. Instead, they should really consider the SMEs, they should really consider self-employment and other projects. But those are really the key issues that should be looked into.
Despite the stalled implementation of Zim Asset and the revival of the economy, some young people did show some signs of rocking the world. There were some success stories as several Zimbabwean youths managed to maneuver through the harsh socioeconomic climate to make their mark in the country and beyond. Some were among those who participated in the prestigious Barack Obama Mandela Washington Fellowship, while others created innovative technological advances like automating the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange, utilizing social media to connect young people, running successful award-winning startup companies, earning local and international awards, and breaking barriers in education, health, and politics, all while assisting thousands of other young people in Zimbabwe. Lawyer and Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni James Bayanai, who is the director of the Zimbabwe Youth Development Fund, says there's a lot of potential among Zimbabwean youths. Bayanai, who says he never fails to recognize the plight that young people in Zimbabwe face, has a conviction that youth in the country are facing a unique situation.
Yes, of course, they are out of college and there are no jobs, but they must try to be innovative. It's not about getting a job. Of course, we need jobs to survive, of course, but if there are no jobs or if there are a lot of people in the labor market competing for jobs, which means now to make it to be accepted now under such circumstances, you just have to be innovative.
Bayanai adds that young people in Zimbabwe can make it, but there is need for everyone, including young people, to make those moves to assist each other.
Of course, there are challenges along the way, but for me, if you come up with an innovative idea, because innovation is what we are lacking, you know, and once you become innovative, then you are exceptional and you get support. And also you create employment even for other young people.
Though there's a lot of pessimism among Zimbabwean youths about their future, others feel they can overcome several challenges through being innovative. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Tatenda Gumbo.